Good Monday evening, everyone. It's 2 minutes before 6 o'clock, 37 degrees our current temperature, and tonight's game featuring Putnam County at Canton is being brought to you by these Putnam County sponsors, and they include Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories just north of Memphis. And now, let's take you down to Canton High School for tonight's play-by-play. Here's Andy Middleton.
Thank you very much, Dave Bowden. Right, you are from Canton High School, home of the Tigers. Putnam County Lady Midget Basketball is on the air. I am Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along tonight. The final push towards districts last week of the regular season, and it's going to be a full one on KMEM. If I'm reading Dad's schedule right, we've got basketball games every night this week, and then a full slate of games as districts start next Monday night in Queen City and in Monroe City. And let me kind of hang on and see if they're going to introduce the teams or do the national anthem. And we are going to pause for the playing of our national anthem. And a very fine playing of our national anthem. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Canton Lady Tigers, they come in with a record of 15-6. They go with Nariah Clay. She's a junior point guard. Emma Holt, a shooting guard. She's a sophomore. Brooke Brewer, a guard. She's a junior. Macy Fisher, listed as a point guard. She's a sophomore. And Kendall Weathers, power forward, a sophomore. The Lady Tigers, coached by Danielle Baker, and again, they are 15-6. For the Putnam County Lady Midgets, they come in with a record of 10-11. They go with Elise Perkins. She's a freshman. Grace Snelly, a senior. Adeline Dickerson, a junior. Carly Seaton, a sophomore. And Jesslyn Knowles, a junior. The Lady Midgets, coached by Keith Smith, and again, they are 10-11. Like I say, the final push, the final week of the regular season. And then we get started with districts for the Big Five. Four of the Big Five will be in Queen City, which makes it nice for us. The Clark County Indians and Lady Indians will be in Class 3A district play at Monroe City. And I believe they do at Monroe City anyway. They do boys one night, girls the next, or girls one night, boys the next. So depending on who they start with, we'll be down there Monday and Tuesday at the very least for a first-round play. I believe both teams drew the sixth seed, and they take on Highland. Both teams, ironically, take on Highland in the opening round. So it's going to be Kendall Weathers, and she will jump it up against Adeline Dickerson. Ball goes up, tip controlled. It should have been controlled by Putnam County, but picked up by Macy Fisher. Canton a chance to draw first blood. Shot put up. Pin balls out. That was Brewer. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Grace Snelly, and we're underway here in Canton. Ball inbounded to Macy Fisher. Right wing beyond three up top for Holtz. Now Weathers with it on the left side. Between the circles for, I missed the starter. Oh, no, Nariah Clay. Okay. Now whistle. And Canton's going to have the ball on the far side, as it was tipped away, but last touch by the Lady Midgets. Fisher with it along the right baseline, back to Clay. Clay will bring it between the two circles. Now the center circle, dribbles to the left side, corner for Holt, and now block for Brewer, back to Holt. Skip pass over to Weathers, and she's going to be fouled before she was able to get a shot off. And the personal is going to be on Jesslyn Knowles, her first, team's first. So in the corner, Clay, baseline three, won't go. Fight for the rebound, and out with it comes Carly Seaton. Looks for an outlet, has Dickerson. And now Schnelli with it. Left wing beyond three, between the circles for Knowles. She'll hand off to Perkins on the right wing, between the circles for Seaton. Seaton to the top of the key, back to Dickerson. Her pass stolen away. Clay, layup up and in. Nariah Clay has her first two, and the Lady Tigers draw first blood. Now comes full court pressure by Canton. As Knowles gets it across the timeline for Schnelli. Finds an open Dickerson at the left block. Missed the shot. Weathers out with the rebound. Outlet to Clay. Clay pulls up left wing beyond three. Top of the key for Holtz. Three-pointer up. Pinballs out. Rebound by Brewer. And stolen away from her. Now stolen back away by Clay. Bring it to the left wing. To the top of the key. Pass to Fisher on the right side. Into the corner for Brewer. Back to Fisher. Now Clay in the paint for Weathers. Holtz on the baseline. And now top of the key. That's Fisher. She'll give it up to Clay on the left wing. One dribble. 16-footer up. Got it. 4 points for Nariah Clay. It's 4-0. 6:05 to play in the first quarter. Just the start of this one from Canton. As Grace Schnelli finds Seton streaking down the side of the key. She'll dump it for Dickerson at the block. And now Perkins' three-pointer from the top of the key won't go. Holtz off with a rebound. Outlet to Clay. Long pass ahead to Fisher at the right block. Put it up. Missed it. Got her own rebound. Turn around. Put it back up off glass and in. 2 points for Macy Fisher. So far, Canton pitching a shutout through 2.5 minutes. And now ball poked away from Carly Seton. But they say last touch by Putnam County. So Nariah Clay, as Knowles comes out, and Jenna Knowles comes in. So Jesselyn sits down, Jenna comes in, and Brooke Brewer with the basketball for Clay. Her pass to Weathers poked away by Perkins. And they'll get it for Seton, and she'll bring it up for Putnam County. Now wing for Knowles. That's the right side between the circles for Perkins. Perkins will dribble it to the left side. Almost tied up there by Nariah Clay. He goes out of bounds. Last touch by Clay. Putnam County with it out of bounds on the far sideline. Seton inbound. Seton with the basketball between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by the Lady Tigers. Pulls up right wing beyond three. She'll get it for Elise Perkins. Now she'll dribble between the circles. Left wing for Schnelli. Schnelli one dribble in and threw it past Jenna Knowles, out of bounds. Turnover gives it back to Canton, leading by six, under five to play in the first quarter. And now timeout on the floor. Timeout with 4:48 to play in the first quarter. It's Canton 6, Putnam County zip. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
If you are struggling to afford internet service for your household, there's a new government program that may be able to help. It's called the Affordable Connectivity Program, and it provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households. Find more information about the program, including if you qualify and how to enroll, at fcc.gov/ACP or call toll-free at 877-384-2575. That's 877-384-2575.
Niemer is a participating provider.
Back at Canton High School, Putnam County Lady Midget basketball on KMEM. As we come out of the timeout, Canton with the ball, leading by six, under five to play in the first quarter. Nariah Clay ahead to Holtz. Holtz left wing, be our left corner beyond three. She'll get it in for Brewer, and Brewer missed the shot from the block. And Carly Seton out with a rebound. Seton jogs across the timeline, pulls up top of the key. Now Perkins with it on the right side. She'll dribble to the top of the key. Wing for Seton. Left wing beyond three. Into the corner for Knowles. This is Jenna. One dribble in. Tried to force it into Dickerson. Poked away. Picked up by Seton. Seton in trouble on the left wing. Another pass into Dickerson. Turn around. Her shot partially blocked by Holtz. And Canton the other way. Head to Nariah Clay. Three ball from the right side. Buried it. 7 points for Clay. Putnam County the other way, Schnelli. And now a three-pointer from the top of the key from Seton. No good. Rebound, Dickerson. Her putback wouldn't go. Rebound batted around and finally poked out of bounds. Last touch by Canton. Putnam County ball under their own basket. Elise Perkins will trigger. Perkins slaps the basketball. Looking. And now Seton in the left corner. Seton in the left wing. Seton guarded by Clay. She'll give it up for Schnelli. Top of the key for Knowles. And now Perkins, ball fake, one dribble in, put it up, wouldn't go. There for the rebound was Snelly. She'll get it for Knowles. Her six-footer wouldn't go down. Long pass ahead to Fisher. She'll give it up to Clay, left wing beyond three. Into the paint for Brewer. Now Holtz will try three ball. Missed it, and rebound poked out of bounds by Kendall Weathers. Goes back to Putnam County. Elise Perkins will trigger. 3:14 to play in the first quarter. Putnam County still looking for points. As Thedon gets double-teamed, her pass almost stolen away, now loose on the floor, now picked up by Perkins. And Keith Smith calls timeout. 3:03 to play in the first. 9-0 Canton with a lead. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
Welcome back to Canton. Canton High School, Putnam County Lady Midgets on the radio tonight. Glad to have you along. I'm Andy Middleton. And we're at the 3:03 mark of the first quarter. Putnam County still looking for points as they trail 9-0. They get the ball in for Seaton. She'll dribble across the timeline, pull up between the two circles. Now wing for Jenna Knowles. Left side, into the corner. And this is Madison McMillan in the ball game, and she's guarded by Clay. Throws up a desperation heave for Schnelly. She comes down with it, puts it up from 10 and in. Grace Schnelly gets Putnam County on the board. As Narai Clay across the timeline. Now Macy Fisher faked the three, dribble in. 10-footer along the baseline wouldn't go. But in the paint, Macy Glasgow puts it up and in. 2 points for Glasgow. It's 11-2. Canton with a lead. Lady Midgets with the basketball. McMillan with it, right wing beyond three. Into the corner for Seaton. She'll find Snelly at the elbow, puts it up and in. 4 points for Grace Snelly. 2:02 to play in the first quarter. Clay ahead to Fisher. Fisher will dribble drive in the paint. Floater from the free throw line goes down. Macy Fisher has four. And now a pass by Jenna Knowles gets blocked away. And are we going to have the and one here? They call a foul on Jenna Knowles. Looks like Macy Glasgow. Let's see how many she gets to shoot here. Yep, she got the and one. So 4 points for Glasgow. Free throws up. Got it. 5 points for Glasgow. The foul was on Jenna Knowles, her first team second. And all of a sudden, the press giving these Lady Midgets some fits here. As Perkins with it, gets it across the timeline ahead to Knowles, and she's going to be fouled shooting the basketball. So she'll go to the free throw for two. The foul was on Emma Holtz. Her first team's first. And Jenna Knowles at the free throw line. Free throw up, too hard off the back iron. 1:33 to play in the first quarter. 16-4 Canton. Lady Tigers on top. Jenna Knowles looking for her first point of the night. Free throw up. Got that one. Took a little off of it. 16-5 Canton with the lead in the basketball. As Fisher for Narayan Clay. Clay to the right wing. Skip pass across to Kaylin Ott, who in the ball game. She'll put up a just inside the three-point arc along the baseline. And Kaylin Ott. And now ball stolen away by Holtz. Kaylin Ott with it. She'll get it for Clay. Clay will pull up top of the key. Three ball up too hard off the side iron. And out with the rebound, Jesselyn Knowles, who's back into the ball game. Ahead to Schnelly. Nelly across the timeline. Now Knowles with it. Pull up on the right side. And now between the circles, Perkins. Ball fake to the top of the key. Bounce pass into the corner for Jenna Knowles. Skip pass to Jesselyn. A 10-footer along the baseline. Missed it. Snelly with a rebound. Now Perkins ball fake. And a little too much sauce on it. Gets past Knowles. And had she gotten to it, it would have been over and back. And now a shot by Macy Fisher. She's going to be fouled. And I think it will be Knowles and Jesselyn picking up her second. And sending Macy Fisher to the free throw line. Free throw up. Got it. 5 points for Fisher. Clay's going to get a breather. And into the ball game, Kenzie Holtz. And Knowles is going to sit down. Back into the ball game is Carly Seaton for Putnam County. 32 seconds to play in the first quarter, 19-5. And still 19-5. Snelly with a rebound. Looks for an outlet, finds Seaton. Seaton avoids the double team, gets it ahead to Knowles across the lane for Dickerson. Her shot wouldn't go. Fight for the rebound, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Putnam County. Canton's ball with 18.3 to play in the first quarter. Inbound for Fisher. A little pressure by Putnam County. And now steal by Dickerson. And she'll dump it down to Knowles. Her shot blocked by Macy Fisher. Now Key Lenott as the buzzer from half court. Macy Fisher put up a prayer. It was not answered. And that's how we end the first quarter with a score. Canton 19, Putnam County 5. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Everyone is talking about healthcare these days. America spends twice that of other developed countries on our healthcare system, yet our health ranks near the bottom. How can we stop spending so much and getting so little? Shifting to a system based on primary care can help fix the problem. Patients with a primary care doctor live longer, healthier lives and are less likely to suffer from cancer, heart disease, or stroke. Primary care that is comprehensive and coordinated also saves money. Patients who have a primary care doctor spend 30% less on health care than patients who don't. States with a high number of primary care doctors have lower health care costs and higher quality care. Primary care can help make America healthy again. To learn more about the benefits of primary care, visit www.healthisprimary.org. This message is brought to you by America's Family Physicians.
Welcome back to Canton High School. Putnam County Lady Midget Basketball and your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along tonight. First night of a big week of basketball, the final week of the regular season, and if I'm looking at Dad's schedule right, we've got games every night this week, and then we'll be covering the Big Five all next week from district tournaments at Schuyler County High in Queen City and Monroe City High School, hosting the Class 3 district that Clark County is in. We get set to start the second quarter, and Lady Midgets find themselves in a pretty big hole, down 19-5. Lady Midgets will have the ball to start the second quarter as Elise Perkins with it. Still in the backcourt. Hands off to Seaton. Seaton dribble drive to the left wing, to the left baseline. Picks up her dribble, and now she's in trouble, guarded by Keelan Ott. And now another dribble drive by Carly Seaton. Lay it up and in. First two of the night for Seaton. And it's 19-7. Canton with the basketball. Macy Glasgow. Now three-pointer. No, it was inside the arc. That was 14 is Emma Holtz. Her first two of the night. The other end, shot put up by Carly Seaton. Wouldn't go down, but a whistle and a foul. Or no, that was not Carly Seaton. That was Adeline Dickerson. The foul was on Kenzie Holtz. So Dickerson, free throw up, got it. Dickerson's first point. Clay comes in for Canton. Macy Fisher's going to get a breather. Also back into the ballgame, Kendall Weathers. and Emma Holtz is going to get a breather. So Dickerson, bank that one home. She's got two, and it's 21-9. Canton with a lead in the basketball. Pressure by the Lady Midgets. Ahead to Kinsey Holtz. Now Weathers right baseline out to Clay between the circles. She'll dribble to the top of the key into the corner for Keelan Ott. Now free throw line. That's Macy Glasgow. Back to Clay, left wing three-pointer. Bullseye. 10 points for Nariah Clay. The other end, a travel call. Turnover gives it back to Canton as Clay. Ahead to Keelan Ott. Back to Clay. She'll fire away from the top of the key. Missed it. But Canton with a rebound missed the shot. I think that's Kenzie Holtz. Check that. 23, Macy Glasgow. Two offensive boards. Couldn't get him to go back down. Ball goes out of bounds. Stays with Canton. Clay to inbound in the backcourt for Kenzie Holtz. Now Glasgow dribble drive, almost stolen away, picked up by Clay. Ball batted away, or pass batted away. Loose ball picked up by Snelly, Putnam County the other way. Perkins with it across the timeline. She'll dribble to the right wing, to the right baseline, take it all the way to the rack, out underneath the basket, got it to Snelly, back to Perkins, or Carly Seaton. Skip pass to Perkins, back to Seaton. Head and shoulder fake, dribble drive, and she's going to be fouled on the floor. The foul's going to be called on Keelan Ott, her first, team's third. And they'll inbound it to Schnelli up top for Jenna Knowles back in the ball game. Back to Perkins along the left baseline. Missed the shot. Rebound Schnelli. Her putback from 10 feet wouldn't go down. And a whistle and a foul on the rebound is going to go against Putnam County. And it looks like Jenna Knowles with the personal. Her second. So Jesselyn Knowles comes back into the ball game. She's playing two fouls. Elise Perkins is going to sit down. And Canton's ball, a 1-2-2 full court press put on by the Lady Midgets. Clay across the timeline for Glasgow. Pulls up right wing beyond three, up top for Clay. Clay, and now into the corner for Glasgow. Ball fake, poked away from her by Seaton. Picked up by Seaton. And now Jesselyn Knowles has it for Putnam County. And her pass stolen away by Nariah Clay. Canton had numbers, and Clay slowed up. Now she'll put it up from six. Air ball at Weathers with a rebound. Kick it out to Keelan Ott. And now Clay top of the key. For Glasgow, dribble drive in. Five-footer wouldn't go. Left it short. And rebound saved inbounds by Dickerson. But stolen away by Clay. Clay pulls up right wing beyond three. She'll give it up for Ott. Top of the key. Holtz. Between the circles, Ott. Now Clay with it right wing. Dribble drive to the top of the key. Get it for Glasgow on the left side. She'll drive in, airballed it. And taken out of there by Grace Snelly. Outlet to Knowles. Putnam County under five to play. Down 24-9. Ball almost stolen away. Picked up by Jenna Knowles. She'll drive to the baseline and get fouled. I believe by Kinsey Holtz. Nope. Mary Glasgow picks up the personal. Macy Glasgow. Her first, team's fourth. They get it in for Jesselyn Knowles. Dribble drive to the baseline. Put it up. Got the shot. Hooping the harm. And she'll try for three the hard way. First two for Jesselyn. The foul was on Kendall Weathers, her first, team's fifth. And Knowles, free throw up, missed it. Clay with a rebound. 4:27 to play in the first half. Long pass by Clay, stolen away by Carly Seaton. And she overthrew Knowles, but Knowles tracked it down. And now Jenna tried to force one, stolen away by Keelan Ott. And now Clay between the circles. Weathers in the paint. Three-pointer by Holtz goes up, won't go down. and Dickerson with a rebound. Outlet for Seton. Here come the Lady Midgets under four to play. Knowles for Knowles. This is Jenna from five. Shot wouldn't go down. And Keelan Ott with a rebound. She'll outlet to Clay. Clay, spin dribble the timeline. Now she between the two circles. For Weathers at the elbow. Turn around. Baby hook shot wouldn't go down. And out with the rebound is Grace Schnelly. She'll outlet to Knowles. Back to Schnelly. And pass deflected by Clay. Picked up. Picked up by Seton, and somehow she found Jenna Knoll at the block. Shot goes down, Knoll with three. Now Knowles with three. And now Clay, top of the key three-pointer, buried it. Mariah Clay with 13 first-half points. It's 27-13. Canton with a lead. Putnam County with a basketball. It's Seton across the timeline. Now Jesselyn between the circles. Top of the key for Schnelly. Now Jenna Knowles will try a three-pointer. Skips across the rim. Rebound taken out of there by Keelan Ott. Ahead to Clay at the right wing. Weathers back to Clay. Back to Weathers at the elbow. One dribble, five-footer up off glass, wouldn't go. Jenna Knowles with the rebound. Looks for an outlet. Finds Snelly ahead to Jesselyn Knowles. Jesselyn across the timeline, picked up by Clay. Now to the top of the key, she'll give it up Perkins. And now Seton with it. Between the circles. Guarded by Ott. Now stolen away by Ott. For Clay, left wing beyond three. One dribble in. 14-footer won't go down. And out with a rebound is Dickerson. Looks for outlet. Has Seton. Long pass ahead to Jenna Knowles. Her shot wouldn't go down. Rebounded by Dickerson. Her putback wouldn't go. And Clay comes out with a rebound. And she's going to be fouled by Jesselyn Knowles, and that's three. And she's probably going to grab a seat for the final 2 minutes of the first half. 27-13 Canton, 1:59 to play in the half. And Jesselyn Knowles upset with herself for picking up what was really a silly third foul, and I'm sure she knows it. As a turnaround shot from the free throw line, that's Emma Holtz back into the ball game. Won't go down. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Canton. As Macy Hendy comes into the game, she's a freshman. Adeline Dickerson's going to get a breather. Carly Seton with it. Bring it to the right side. And now between the circles for Perkins, ball fake. She'll dribble to the left side just inside the three-point arc. Hand off to Seton. Dribble drive to the baseline or to the block. Lay it up and in. 4 point Seton. Clay ahead to Allie Rupcorn in the ball game. Back to Clay. And now a shot from the elbow by Brewer wouldn't go down. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Putnam County. And Daniel Baker wants to talk things over. Minute 18 to play in the first half. Canton 27, Putnam County 15. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Friends, do you enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture. They also offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, Canton High School. Putnam County Lady Midget Basketball on KMEM. Glad to have you along tonight. First night of a long week of basketball for you, followed by the final push last week of the regular season. And then we'll have a big week of basketball starting next Monday as district tournaments start all across the state of Missouri. Our, the two in particular, Class 2 District 6 in Queen City and Class 3, and I think they're both District 6. Yeah, Class 3 District 6 of Monroe City. So like I say, we will have the rest of this week is packed, and then we'll have district basketball starting next week. So Canton with it. Inbounds pass and almost stolen away, and then Allie Ruppercorn stepped on the baseline. The Lady Midgets with it, trailing 27-15, inbounded for Seton. And she has it poked away from her by Fisher. And then a loose ball picked up by Snelly. And then a loose ball, Snelly had it, poked away from her. And then Canton picked up the loose ball, found Allie Ruppercorn on the left wing, and she buried the three. Nope, they called it a two. Her first two of the night, 29-15, a 14-point Canton lead. Perkins with the basketball, left wing beyond three, hands off to McMillan. And now Perkins banks one home from 2 feet behind the arc. Banked it home, drew the foul, a chance for the four-point play. Had that not gone down, that would have been the biggest brick that I've seen in a while, but she buried it off the backboard, and she gets the and one and puts that down too. Four-point play for Elise Perkins at 29-19, an 11-point Canton lead with a basketball. Baseline three from the left side by Holtz won't go down. McMillan with a rebound and just absolutely ripped out of her hands by Brooke Brewer. Now three-pointer from Fisher from the top of the key is an air ball. And so 27 seconds to go. Putnam County a chance to get Canton's lead down to single digits. Seton with a basketball. And now Snelly is back in the ball game. Long pass ahead to McMillan. At the block, poked away from her, goes out of bounds, stays with the Lady Midgets. Hendy comes out, Jenna Knowles back into the ball game, and they inbounded it. It was Perkins, and she bounced past one way, Snelly went the other, and ball goes out of bounds without anybody touching it. So Clay to Fisher. And the other end, they're trying to find Emma Holtz. Couldn't handle the pass, goes out of bounds. So Putnam County with 8 seconds to try and get this under a 10-point lead. And Carly Seton throws it away. Long pass ahead to Fisher at the buzzer. She did not get it off in time. And that's how we end the first half with the score Canton 29. Putnam County 19, back with a half in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
Your friends at Slayton Polaris want to thank our area farmers for their strong work ethic, which puts food on our tables. They know you don't get sick days or vacation days, so Slayton Polaris is offering a benefit that all farmers can take advantage of, the Polaris Ag Advantage Program. Get $500 in accessories with the purchase of select side-by-side models or $250 in accessories with purchase of select ATV models. Plus, get a free 2-year limited warranty on select off-road vehicles. Thank you to all our area farmers from Slayton Polaris. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows level off around 20 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 52. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, 44. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Chance for snow on Thursday. 1 to 2 inches of snow Wednesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 30.
Welcome back, Canton High School. We're at halftime of this girls' game, Putnam County Lady Midget Basketball. On your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along tonight. And at the half, Canton with a 10-point lead, 29-19. It was a lot worse early on. Canton led 19-5 after one, but Putnam County came soaring back in the second quarter, outscored Canton 14-10, and only trailed by 10 at the half. Leading the way for Canton, Nariah Clay, 13 first-half points. They got two from Allie Ruffcorn, 2 points from Emma Holtz, 2 from Keelan Ott. Macy Glasgow chipped in 5, as did Macy Fisher for Canton. Elise Perkins, pretty balanced for the Lady Midgets. Elise Perkins with 4, Jenna Knowles with 3, 4 points from Grace Snelly. Adeline Dickerson with 2 points, 4 points from Carly Seaton, and 2 points from Jesselyn Knowles. 29-19 at the half, Canton with a lead. I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads, natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Were you born from 1945 to 1965? People born during these years are 5 times more likely to have hepatitis C, but most people don't know they are infected. So even if you try to eat right, exercise, and take care of yourself, you can still have hepatitis C, a serious liver disease that often has no symptoms. In fact, people can live with hepatitis C for decades without feeling or looking sick. But over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems, including liver damage, liver failure, or even liver cancer. Getting tested is the only way to know if you're infected with hepatitis C. That's why the CDC recommends everyone born from 1945 to 1965 get a blood test for hepatitis C. Treatments are available that can cure this disease. So talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life. A message from the CDC.
Changing the oil and other fluids in your vehicle is a big part of vehicle ownership. Luckily for you, there's a place that's close and affordable. An oil change from a Cahokia Quick Lube technician guarantees great service, and you get the added value of them checking out your vehicle to make sure it's ready to get you to where you need to go efficiently and safely. No appointments are needed at Cahokia Quick Lube, providing excellent service at affordable prices.
Back in Canton, Canton High School, Putnam County Lady Midget Basketball on your sports leader. The first of many this week. Like I say, if I'm looking at this dad's final week of the season schedule, we're going to have Marceline in Knox County tomorrow night, Novinger at Schuyler County on Wednesday, Milan at Scotland on Thursday, and Fayette at Schuyler County to wrap up the regular season on Friday. I will double-check this with him tomorrow, and because right now on KMEM's KMEM Sports Facebook page, the only game I've got so far this week that I've put on there is this one. So stay tuned, tune into KMEM Sports on the radio, and those of you that are on the KMEM Sports Facebook page, I will have the rest of the week's info updated sometime tomorrow. And there you have it. 29-19, Canton leads at the half. I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Alcohol and driving don't mix. Preliminary statistics for 2020 indicate 10 people died and 274 were injured in traffic crashes where underage people chose to drink and drive. In addition to facing the results of the traffic crash, they were drinking, a bad choice at an age, and an illegal choice in these cases. Never drink under the age of 21. Never drink and drive. Obey the laws regarding alcohol. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
I got smart about mortgages. Now, it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about college. Now my kid's off to a great start.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org.
I got smart about health insurance. Now both my finances and I are healthy.
SmartAboutMoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money.
I got smart about protecting my job. Now, I'm doing better than ever.
For everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, SmartAboutMoney.org has the answers you're looking for.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
SmartAboutMoney.org, the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
In many countries around the world, medical care is scarce. From birth defects to serious injuries and illnesses, countless millions have no access to safe surgery. Mercy Ships is there to help. With a team of volunteer professionals, nurses, surgeons, utilizing state-of-the-art hospital ships, Mercy Ships provides free surgeries for the thousands of those who are waiting for surgery at each port.
Mercy Ships is bringing services to countries that would otherwise never be able to access those services.
We just see people that need help. You realize that they have no way of getting help, and I want them to know that they're loved.
Help make a lasting impact and turn someone's fear to joy. Find out how you can help by visiting our website at mercyships.org for more information. That's mercyships.org.
Our troops need our help now more than ever. Right now, blood supplies are at an all-time low. Just one pint of blood can help save the lives of our servicemen and women. So give the gift of life. Give blood. It's safe, simple, and saves lives. That's a message from Parks Trailer Wash, where service isn't just a courtesy, it's a commitment. For more information, call 641-683-9002 for Parks Trailer Wash at 2K Avenue in Ottumwa. They're on the air because they care about our community.
Welcome back, Canton High School. Putnam County Lady Midget Basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along tonight, and happy Valentine's Day, by the way. Renee was less than impressed that I'm out doing a basketball game tonight, but hopefully everybody else is having a pleasant Valentine's Day. Canton with the ball to start. I'm kidding. She's perfectly fine. She got all her goodies earlier today. Just in case she's listening. Nariah Clay with the basketball for Canton as they get the ball to start the second half. Now three-pointer from the left wing from Brooke Brewer won't go down. And the Lady Midgets a chance to cut into this 10-point. The Lady Tiger lead is Seaton with it between the circles. Now Perkins right wing beyond three. Into the corner for Jenna Knowles getting the second half start. And her shot partially blocked by Holtz, picked up by Weathers. Now Clay's long pass to Fisher is poked out of bounds by Elise Perkins. Ball will stay with Canton. Clay, now Holtz, now the block for Weathers. Back to Holtz, top of the key, Clay, head and shoulder fake. One step in from the free throw line, shot wouldn't go. Macy Fisher with the rebound. Now Clay, top of the key, Weathers in the paint, out to Holtz. Right wing three goes down, and the Holtz has 5 points. 32-19, Canton with the lead, Putnam County with the basketball. As Seaton has her pocket picked by Weathers, ahead to Macy Fisher. Layup goes down. And Heath Smith wants a timeout right now. 6:42 to go in the third. Canton 34, Putnam County 19, back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Whether the bank is open or closed, with an automatic teller card, you can get cash and handle several other banking transactions 24 hours a day. bank service when you need it. With an automatic teller card, the bank is never closed. Cahokia State Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Canton High School, Putnam County Lady Midget Basketball on KMEM. Glad to have you along tonight. It's going to be a busy week of basketball, and Dave Bowden did confirm my suspicions, what I was feeding you earlier as far as what we got going on this week. That is correct, and I'll be sure and talk about that several times throughout the evening. Putnam County with the basketball, they deal with pressure. Perkins gets it across the timeline with ease, but then her pass is blocked, loose on the floor, picked up by Dickerson. And now Knowles in the paint off glass won't go down. And long rebound ran down by Jenna Knowles. And now her pass, poked away by Fisher, ahead to Clay at the block, laid it up too hard, blew the bunny. And now rebound fought for, controlled by Perkins. Elise across the timeline. Her pass to Seaton. Out to Snelly, left right wing beyond three. For Perkins, now Seaton, three-pointers and air ball. Rebound ran down, had to be saved inbounds by Clay. Picked up by Weathers, back to Clay, ahead to Fisher. Now three-pointer by Clay, buried it. Ryan Clay with 16 to lead all scorers, 37-19. It was a 10-point lead at the half. And now Snelly with it at the free throw line. Out to Perkins, three-pointer up. Too hard off the back iron. Rebound by Brewer. Outlet to Clay. Ahead. Left wing for Fisher. Give and go to Clay. Layup from the left block. Got it. Nariah Clay taking over here in the third quarter. She's got 18. And it's all of a sudden a 20-point Canton lead. Now Weathers. After a steal, Kendall Weathers hits a three ball. In just just over 3 minutes is Knowles there mails one to Dickerson out of bounds. It's a 10-point lead, and it took a little over 3 minutes to turn it into a 22-point lead. 23-point lead. As Canton the other way, now three-pointer left wing, buried it. That was Brooke Brewer. And things are getting out of hand for Putnam County. Pass ahead to Dickerson, and she'll lay it up from the left side. Adeline Dickerson has four, and she stops the bleeding for Putnam County as Clay almost stolen away from her by Seaton. Free throw line for Weathers. Weathers out to Clay, into the corner for Macy Fisher. Left baseline three goes down. And all of a sudden, Canton can't miss. 48-21. And another long pass. Carly Seaton this time threw it over the head of Perkins out of bounds. Turnover back to Canton. Inbound to Clay. As Macy Hendy gets set to check in for Putnam County. Clay for Fowler, back to Clay. Now Weathers, dump it to the block for Emma Hull. She's going to get the and one. She's got seven. And as Hendy comes in, see who the foul was on. The foul was on Adeline Dickerson, her first. And Dickerson's going to sit down. As Emma Holtz was seven, looking for eight. Free throw up. Missed it. And, oh, no, don't go down. McMillan into the ball game. They inbounded to her, and she took a shot at Canton's basket. Canton got the rebound and put it back up. As three-pointer by Carly Seaton goes down. McMillan forgot which end they were on, took a shot, and one of the Lady Tigers got the rebound and put it back up and in. I believe it was Fisher. 52-24. Canton with a lead in the basketball in the left corner for Clay. She'll dribble drive in, put it up from 10, missed it, got her own rebound to the right block, put it off glass, shot wouldn't go, and out with the rebound is Perkins. Perkins ahead in a hurry, pulls up, and then she's fouled on a reach. And they're going to call that on Brooke Brewer, her first, team's first of the second half. I don't think I've ever seen anybody go from a 10-point lead to a 30-point lead this quickly. Jenna Knowles, left wing beyond three, dribble in, now kick it out to Perkins, top of the key, and she walked with it. But they've been firing from downtown and have not missed very many threes here in the third quarter. Inbound it to Clay. She'll get it back to Fisher. Head to Holtz. Now Clay, right wing beyond three. Three ball up, buried it. Nariah Clay has been money from beyond three. 55-24. And now ball fake. Stolen away by Clay. Long pass ahead to Fisher. Fisher pulls up, and now she'll get it to the block. That was for Glasgow back into the ball game. Missed the pup. Outlet to Schnelli. And long pass. Jenna Knowles got turned around. Pass from Carly Seaton goes out of bounds. Now Seaton or Grace Schnelli is going to sit down. And Dickerson back into the ball game. Clay through the hands of Fisher. She tracked it down, then her pass. Blocked, stolen away by Perkins. Perkins right block. Her shot blocked by Fisher. And Holtz is going to get fouled by Elise Perkins. A 31-point Canton lead. The other end from the block, it was Macy Glasgow. Puts up the floater. She has seven, and like I say, these Lady Tigers have not missed very many shots. They dump it down low. Seaton dumps it down low for Dickerson. Her turnaround from the block wouldn't go down. But rebound poked away, picked up by Jenna Knowles. Now deep three-pointer by Perkins won't go. Clay with a rebound. A minute 15 to play. As Clay motors across the timeline, and now a three-pointer from the left wing. This is Keelan Ott back in the ballgame, skips across the rim. Rebound, put back, wouldn't go. And Perkins had the rebound, poked away from her, last touch by Canton. Now Fisher's going to sit down. See how much time the bench players get. Kenzie Holtz into the ballgame. As Seaton, the free throw line for Dickerson, kick it out, Perkins right wing, beyond three, buried it. 7 points for Perkins. The 30-point Canton lead, 39 seconds to play in the third. Clay in the backcourt. Clay dribble to the top of the key. She'll give it up. Glasgow, and she's going to be fouled. In the act of shooting, she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul was on Adeline Dickerson, her second, team's third. Glasgow with 7 and 8 points for Macy Glasgow. Back into the ballgame comes Grace Snelly. Out will come Macy Hendy. Glasgow, free throw up, got it. 9 points for Macy Glasgow. A 32-point Canton lead. Putnam County with the basketball. This is Seaton, pulls up in the backcourt, get it. Jenna Knowles on the left wing. Knowles to the left baseline, picked up her dribble. Get it to Snelly in the paint, put it up. Glass got it. Snelly has six, give the dime to Jenna Knowles. Long pass ahead to Mary Glasgow, right baseline. She'll get up Clay. Clay, right wing beyond three. Dribble in. The free throw line, Glasgow. Kick it out to Ott. Three-pointer on the left wing won't go. And that's how we end the third quarter with the score, Canton 59, Putnam County 29. Back with a fourth in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make $200 to $300 this year.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code GEAR to earn 25 cents a gallon or more on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
Welcome back to Canton High School. Putnam County Lady Midget Basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM, FM Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along tonight. Big week of the final week of high school basketball's regular season starting tonight on your sports leader. We start the fourth quarter. We'll be in continuous clock until Putnam County can get it under 30. And ball stolen away, ahead to Clay, still in the ball game for some reason. Clay, layup up and in. Nariah Clay has 23. 61-29. Perkins pulls up, right wing beyond three. Her pass tipped by Glasgow. Clay with it, she'll lay it up and in. Nariah Clay with 25. And Carly and, Keith Smith calls time out. He's seen enough. 7:18 to go in the ball game. Canton 63, Putnam County 29. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Stop, call or click before you dig. Dig safely.
Avoid the danger. Avoid injury. It's important to know what's underground before you dig, no matter how small the job. If you're digging in your yard, call or click before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT or 811 or click on mo1call.com.
Stop, call or click before you dig. Dig safely. It's the law.
Call or click before you dig.
In many countries around the world, medical.
I missed a mortgage payment, but now I'm turning things around. With Sam, I can.
Sam is Smart About Money, a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money at samican.org.
Business has fallen off at work, but I'm getting prepared for whatever the future holds. With Sam, I can.
Get empowered. Reach your financial goals. Visit samican.org.
Welcome back to Canton High School. Putnam County Lady Midget Basketball on your sports leader. We'll come out of the timeout. Putnam County with it as Perkins will try a deep three ball. Skips across the rim, won't go. Right there for the rebound was Dickerson. Her putback wouldn't go. But ball's knocked around out of bounds. Last touch by Canton. As the clock runs under 7 minutes to play in the ball game. And inbounds pass to Dickerson. And now Seton with it. Up top for Snelly. Three ball from the top of the key. Wouldn't go. Fight for the rebound. And it's Dickerson. She'll get it out to Perkins on the left wing. Dribble in. Her shot from 10 wouldn't go down. And now Ott with the basketball. And Coach Baker has sat her starters. So bear with me while I get to know Kenzie Holtz. Put up a shot, wouldn't go. Glasgow with a rebound. Lost a handle on it. Picked up by Ruppercorn, and she double dribbled. Clock runs down to 03, 02, 01. 6 minutes to play in this one. And Seton with it between the circles. 2-3 zone defense put on by Canton. A three-pointer. Schnelly left wing. Wouldn't go there for the rebound. And put back Carly Seton. She's got nine. 63-31, a 32-point lead for Canton. Now stolen away by Perkins. Ahead to Carly Seton laying up and in. She's got 11. The other end is Glasgow, right wing, or right block. Shot wouldn't go, loose on the floor. And now they're going to call a foul on Canton. That's on Kenzie Holtz, her first, team second. That's into the ballgame for Putnam County, Jordan McLean. And I'm going to guess Elise Perkins is probably done for the night. As Keith Smith's going to try and get some of the younger players in the ball game. Carly Seton across the timeline. She'll get it for McLean, right wing beyond three. Back to Seton. Back to McLean on the right side. Seton top of the key. Now Jenna Knowles will try a left wing three. Too hard off the back iron. Fight for the rebound. Taken out of the right. Schnelly. Her shot blocked from behind by Holtz. And Canton the other way. As Keelan Ott will bring it across the timeline. And her pass, you got to put a little pepper on those. Her pass poked away by Seton. Out of bounds. 63-33. Now a shot from the elbow by Kenzie Holtz won't go down. And on the rebound, Hannah Taylor in the ball game. Or check that, that's Kenzie Holtz, walked with it. Clock runs down to 4:03, 2:01, 4 minutes to play in the ball game. Seton across the timeline. Her pass stolen away by Ott. Ahead to Glasgow. Right block. Lay it up off. Glass got it. Or Macy. I don't know why I keep calling her Mary. Macy Glasgow. 65-33. Canton with the lead. Putnam County with the basketball. Seton across the timeline. Pulls up between the two circles. And now Jordan McLean. Back out to Perkins. Three-pointer up. Won't go. Or not Perkins. Seton. Three-pointer wouldn't go. It's Snelly with a rebound from the free throw line. Puts it down. Grace Snelly has 8 points. And now it's almost steal at the other end. Just inside the three-point arc. Glasgow puts it up. Missed it. And now loose on the floor. And before, or no, it, Seton had it. And before they could tie her up, Keith Smith calls a timeout. Timeout Putnam County trailing by 33-11 to play in the ball game. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Welcome back to Canton High School in Canton. Putnam County Lady Midget Basketball on KMN. Glad to have you along tonight. Full week of basketball coming your way. With Marceline at Knox County tomorrow, Novinger at Schuyler County on Wednesday, Milan at Scotland County, Milan at Scotland County on Thursday, and that's going to be the game, definitely the game, girls' game of the week anyway, with Milan's Katie Pauley versus Scotland County's defense, and then Fayette at Schuyler County on Friday. And that's going to wrap up the regular season as we start districts a week from tonight. Putnam County with it, trailing by 30. It's Seton across the timeline, picks up her dribble, looks for help. Just about overthrew McLean, and McLean's pass almost stolen away. Now ball is poked away, picked up by McLean. Seton between the circles. And then threw it past Grace Snelly. Loose ball picked up. Who's that into the ballgame? 33, Hannah Taylor, and Canton the other way. Now her pass poked away are lost out of bounds back to the Lady Midgets. Clock still runs. It's still a 30-point ball game. As Snelly comes out, Seaton comes out, I would say their night's evenings are done. Jenna Knowles with the running the point. Got it to Macy Handy. Her pass stolen away. Cant in the other end. Everybody just a little out of control right now as a shot put up by Josie Bear into the ball game is partially blocked. And then ball loose on the floor goes out of bounds. Last touch by Canton. 2 minutes to play in this one. Jenna Knowles across the timeline between the circles as Bailey Dively into the ball game. And now pass stolen away, picked up by Ruffcorn, and poked away, losing the floor. Macy Hendy tried to save it back in bounds. It's going to stay with Canton. They get it inbound to Ruffcorn, into the corner for Ott. Ott will bring it around the arc, now into the corner for Ruffcorn. She'll try a three-pointer, left it short. Rebound halts up top for Ott. And now, why are you shooting threes here? Well, she airballed it. That was Ruffcorn. Just kind of rubbing it in the face. The other end. 10-footer by Jenna Knowles goes down. She's got five. Now Ruffcorn up top for Keelan Ott. Ruffcorn in the corner. Tried to force one in to Hannah Taylor, but she's bailed out. I believe McMillan with a personal. We'll wait and see. Yep. Madison McMillan back into the ball game, picks up the personal foul. That's her second, team's third. And another timeout taken with a minute to go in the ball game. 65-37. It's under 30. So the clock, the last 59 seconds will run normally, but 65-37 Canton back with the final minute. No moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Missouri residents 16 years of age and older can complete the entire hunter education program online. There is a small fee paid to the online course provider. Once you've completed the course and passed a 60-question final exam with a score of 80% or better, you will receive certification. Those students that take the all-online course are not required to attend any classroom portion. This has been Missouri Conservation Agent Shannon Smith.
Your friends at Slayton Polaris want to thank our area farmers for their strong work ethic, which puts food on our tables. They know you don't get sick days or vacation days, so Slayton Polaris is offering a benefit that all farmers can take advantage of, the Polaris Ag Advantage Program. Get $500 in accessories with the purchase of select side-by-side models or $250 in accessories with purchase of select ATV models. Plus, get a free two-year limited warranty on select off-road vehicles. Thank you to all our area farmers from Slayton Polaris. Always wear a helmet, never drink. Ride.
Welcome back to Canton High School as we begin the final week of the regular season with this one. A minute left and Canton with a lead in the basketball, 65-37. Shot goes up along the baseline by Keelan Ott. It wouldn't go. And rebound by Bear. But she's tied up. Possession arrow favoring the Lady Tigers. Clock stopped with 51.6 to play. Inbound it to Ott along the left baseline. She'll bring it around the arc. Picked up her dribble on the right side. Pass poked away by Knowles, now loose on the floor. And Canton hangs on to it. Hannah Taylor ahead to Ott. Ott picks up her dribble, looks for help. Has Bear on the block, taken away from her. Josie Bear, senior, got a lot of applause when she caught the basketball. Now McMillan for Putnam County as Snelly, baseline just inside the three-point arc, missed it. Rebound by Keelan Ott. Under 10 seconds to play. Long pass ahead to Ruffcorn. They're trying to get Josie Bear a bucket. Missed the shot because she had it left block, missed the pup. the place is about to erupt. At any rate, that's the ball game. It's a final. Canton wins their 16th game of the season, a 65-37 defeat of the Lady Midgets, and I'll be back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
In many countries around the world, medical care is scarce. From birth defects to serious injuries and illnesses, countless millions have no access to safe surgery. Mercy Ships is there to help. With a team of volunteer professionals, nurses, surgeons, utilizing state-of-the-art hospital ships, Mercy Ships provides free surgeries for the thousands of those who are waiting for surgery at each port.
Mercy Ships is bringing services to countries that would otherwise never be able to access those services.
We just see people that need help. You realize that they have no way of getting help, and I want them to know that they're loved.
Help make a lasting impact and turn someone's fear to joy. Find out how you can help by visiting our website at mercyships.org for more information. That's mercyships.org.
Back at Canton High School, it's a final. The Lady Tigers, Canton Lady Tigers, improved to 16-6. Putnam County Lady Midgets dropped to 10-12. A 65-37 Canton victory here tonight, as Canton jumped out as a tale of two big quarters. The first and the third for Canton. Canton led 19-5 after one. Putnam County came roaring back in the second quarter, outscored Canton 14-10 to make it a 10-point game going into halftime, 29-19. And then Canton came out and dropped 30 on Putnam County. And it didn't seem like, it seemed like 20 in the first 4 minutes. And it was, it gotten completely out of hand. They outscored the Lady Midgets 30-10 in the third and led 59-29 after three. And then it was running clock for most of the fourth quarter. Putnam County outscored Canton 8-6, and mostly second and third teamers playing the final quarter. But the damage is done. Canton 65-37 again, improved to 16-6. Putnam County's record drops to 12-10. Canton led in scoring. In fact, all scorers: Noriah Clay with 25, Macy Fisher had 12, Macy Glasgow with 11. They got two from Allie Ruppercorn, 7 points from Emma Holtz, two from Keelan Ott, 3 points from Brooks Brewer, and three from Kendall Weathers. For Putnam County, they were led in scoring by Carly Seaton's 11, 7 points from Elise Perkins. Jenna Knowles had 5. They got 8 from Grace Snelly, 4 points from Adeline Dickerson, and 2 from Jesslyn Knowles. So Putnam County 10-12. Canton improves to 16-6, and we're going to take it back to the house. Dave Bowden's going to give you some weather, pay some bills, and we'll be back here in roughly, God, I can't see it. I take my glass off. Roughly 9.5 minutes. This is KMEM Sports.
Okay, Andy, thank you very much. And tonight's game has been brought to you by these Putnam County sponsors. They include Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, just north of Memphis.